As most of you know, today is the first Sunday of the season of Advent, which in the church means that it is the beginning of a new liturgical year, as well as the beginning of a season that is marked by joyful hope as we contemplate the coming of our Savior. So, at a time when the world around us is in a frenzied dash toward Christmas Day, we in the church are to take a deep breath, step back, and spend some time intentionally thinking about our faith, which means that we are to participate in a season of hopeful anticipation, of a time set apart for reflection on our lives and just what part Jesus might play in them. And so, with that in mind, it's no wonder then that a lot of Christians just skip Advent altogether, preferring the rush of the secular holiday season to the work of faithful contemplation. Because in many ways, we have become a culture that resists deep thought. Instead of reflecting on mystery or faith or the presence of God, we choose the quick fix of social media, the ease of bumper sticker theology, or the busyness of a society that has made busyness into a virtue, which all makes Advent a very countercultural time and a true gift to the thoughtful Christian. And since we all know the old adage that we reap what we sow, then if we want to experience a Christ-centered, theologically meaningful Christmas, it stands to reason that we must do the work of Advent. And oddly enough, today's gospel helps us to understand this need. In this chapter of Matthew's gospel, Jesus had been speaking of the end of the age and what people might experience as the end draws near. And he made it very clear that we are to be ready for the end. And even though no one, not even Jesus himself, knows exactly what that time will come, we are to be prepared. So basically, we are to live in awareness of the moment. And we are to live as if each moment counts. We are to be mindful that Jesus could return at any time. And we are to live as if that matters. So blissful ignorance is not an option, nor is it acceptable to use holiday merriment as an excuse to avoid thoughtful reflection. Because as Christians, we are clearly told that we are to be awake and we are to be ready, prepared for the second coming. But still, you might ask, well, what does that have to do with the season of Advent? And why do I need to get all that done before Christmas? Well, as I said earlier, the season of Advent is the time when the church prepares for the arrival of Jesus. And this is not only for the obvious coming of the baby in the manger in Bethlehem, but also for the second coming, when the reign of God will be made fully manifest. So Advent is a time that celebrates our in-betweenness, or our existence in the time between Jesus' first coming and his second. It is a time when we are particularly mindful of how we look both backward and forward, back to the inbreaking of God's kingdom on earth with the birth of Jesus, and forward to the fulfillment of that kingdom at time's end. And as Paul said in the letter to the Romans, it is our wake-up call to put on the armor of light and to live as Jesus calls us to live. So the work of Advent is threefold: to prepare for the birth of the child, to prepare for the kingdom to come, and to live each day in the awareness that not only could the second coming be at any moment, but also that as Christians we are to live as if that moment was of utmost importance. And this then does prepare us for the celebration of Christmas, or as it is known in the church, the Feast of the Incarnation. Because it is the fact that the divine took human form, that Jesus was born as a baby, that the inbreaking of the kingdom of God on earth began. And from that moment springs our hope of the second coming, when we can dream with God of the new heaven and the new earth about to be born. And altogether, then, this reminds us that Advent and Christmas are about way more than presents or decorations or holiday parties. For these two seasons allow us to faithfully trust in what is to come, as we see through the birth of Jesus, the very heart and mind of God. Which may all sound like a lot of theological meanderings. And so at this point, you may still be thinking, well, it's bad enough I have all this stuff to do for Christmas, and now I have to prepare for the second coming. I don't have time for that. Which brings us back then to the whole idea of the season of Advent, when we are to take a deep breath, when we are to step back, when we are to take time to contemplate. Not all day, but it would be good to do it once a day. And not all day, but at least for 5 or 10 minutes a day, to stop, to pray, to reflect. By looking at an Advent devotional, or reading forward day by day, or saying a prayer, or by simply lighting a candle and sitting with it in stillness. Nothing fancy, nothing complicated, and no need really to think specifically about the first coming and the second coming and what all that means. What is important is that these moments matter, that today matters, that taking time for Jesus matters, and to understand that as our awareness of God builds, as we realize that to be alert and awake is to be open to the heart of God, that we will actually overcome the shallowness of the culture and learn instead to be in the presence of God. And through that practice, we will change, not just in Advent, but in every season, and not just for Christmas Day, but every day, and not just for ourselves, but for all of God's people as we work to share the love that is the hallmark of the kingdom of God, which all makes the season of Advent very important, as it is an exercise in spiritual awareness and a sure source of God's grace. It is a season to cherish. It is a time to be nourished. It is a gift to be enjoyed. And it all begins today. So don't miss it. Amen.